USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Show us the report, and we can draw our own conclusions.
Those are comments from Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Now, no one has said that the final report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller will not be released to the public, although currently Attorney General Bill Barr is going through and redacting some of the classified information that may be in the report, but the president seems to agree with Speaker of the House Pelosi that the full report should be released to Congress, the White House, and the public. During a House Intelligence Committee hearing, Democrat Adam Schiff, chairman of that committee, rejected claims that he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump presidential campaign in 2016. Texas Republican Congressman Mike Conway says Schiff's past and present actions are deplorable.
We have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
President Trump will visit Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, this is his first trip to Western Michigan since he was sworn into office and the president's first public comments in a campaign-style rally since the Mueller report was released. This Trump supporter tells WOOD-TV that he's excited to see the president.
I like traveling around to see where President Trump goes. It's always a great time meeting great people. I left right after work at about 11 p.m. and haven't slept since yesterday morning, so I'm dedicated to this.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says that lawmakers should investigate former President Obama, suggesting that he could have played a role in the year-long Russia investigation that concluded over the weekend. The Kentucky Republican also tells Fox News,
"See, I believe that the dossier, you know, had been held by the FBI for several months. You know, Brennan starts his little group to investigate it. I believe at that time they did talk to President Obama about it, and I think they should all be asked, when did President Obama learn about this and what was his recommendation? He's in charge of the government."
USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate, but you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Congress is asking questions about the certification process of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX aircraft in the wake of two deadly crashes. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
At a Senate hearing, the FAA said it's changing the way new planes are reviewed. FAA Acting Administrator Dan Elwell was questioned by senators about the failures that led to the two crashes. He promised changes.
"I want to assure you and everyone else that the FAA will go wherever the facts lead us in our pursuit of safety."
Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar wanted to know how the FAA's approval process allowed the 737 MAX to fly with a new anti-stall system that wasn't disclosed to pilots. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It was a somber White House ceremony as President Trump awarded the family of an Army staff sergeant killed in Iraq the Congressional Medal of Honor. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
31-year-old Travis Atkins was trying to subdue a terrorist when he was killed. Mr. Trump explained Atkins turned himself into a human shield.
"Travis wrapped his arms and his entire body around him and threw him to the ground away from his troops who were right next to him. He put himself on the top of the enemy and he shielded his men from certain death. The terrorist detonated his suicide vest and Travis was instantly killed."
I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.